From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I want to thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company as we gather around the radio today to continue our discussion on the matter of prayer. Our theme this week is simply pray without ceasing. That comes from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 17. And that teaches us that prayer is to be something that we are involved with consistently. Basically, it means to always be in touch with God. And I trust that every one of us have that kind of a prayer life. Back in the Old Testament, in Jeremiah chapter 33 and verse 3, God says, and remember that prayer is God's institution. Prayer is God's gift to us. Prayer is God's idea, not ours. And God wants us to pray. And there in Jeremiah 33 and verse 3, God says, as Jeremiah recorded it, "Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not." So, the threefold question that we've been looking at throughout the course of this week so far is, number one, how is your prayer life? Number two, what kind of a grade would you give yourself for your prayer life? And number three, what kind of a grade would God give you for your prayer life? Have you been asking yourself those questions? If so, what has your answer been? To be honest with you, my prayer life is not what it should be. I would probably give myself about a D-. I was talking to somebody just the other day that when it comes to prayer, it's amazing how much God does for us and through us, even when we just have a prayer life that is limited. Just think of it. The more we would pray, and the more effective our prayer life would be, and the more our prayer life would be in compliance with the Word of God, the more we would be able to see God work in, through, and for us to His honor and glory. James said, "Ye have not because ye ask not." And I want you to think about that. We struggle, we scheme, we plan. Sometimes we even worry about the things that we need that we don't have, and sometimes that worry just disrupts our lives tremendously. But if we just pray about it, we would see God work. And I just want to pause right here and say to each and every one of you right now, I realize that our audience is quite vast. And so I realize that there are a good number of you who, no doubt, right now, you're going through a marital problem. You're going through a local church problem. You're going through a business problem. You're going through a finance problem. Have you been seriously, earnestly spending time in prayer for that? Have you? If you have, then you know the peace of God, don't you? If you haven't, you're probably all worried and maybe even burned up and burned out because of it. Well, prayer makes a big difference. It really does. I remember stories about George Mueller over in Bristol, England. He ran orphanages. He was a real man of prayer. And I can remember reading about him, how that many times he would sit down at the table with his orphans to feed them, and there was no food. No food was available. And he would go to the Lord in prayer as they were sitting there ready to eat. And he would thank God for the food that God was going to provide. And when he said amen, somebody brought them the food that they needed. That's an active prayer life. If we prayed more, we would worry less. And that's something to take into consideration. Now, yesterday, I gave you a definition of prayer that I want to develop just a little bit more with you today. And that's the fact that prayer is the communion or the fellowship of the believer's heart. That is, prayer is something that is for born-again believers to exercise. It's not for the unsaved, because the Bible teaches us very clearly that God does not hear the prayer of the unsaved. Now, God might have some mercy and some grace on the unsaved, but in 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 12, the Word of God says, "For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil." What does that mean? It means that God does not hear the prayer of the unsaved. Like I said, through his grace and mercy, as he knows the needs of the unsaved, he may minister to them. But God does not have any obligation to hear the prayer of the unsaved. In fact, in the Gospel of John, chapter 9 and verse 31, we have these words where it says, "Now we know that God heareth not sinners." That would be those who are not saved. "But if any man be a worshiper of God and doeth his will, him he heareth." And so when we talk about the fact that prayer is the communion or the fellowship of the believer's heart, it's talking about those who have a personal relationship with God through faith in Jesus Christ. And so prayer is the communion or the fellowship of the believer's heart with God that is conducted through praise, intercession, supplication, submission, confession, and waiting upon the Lord that has the goal to glorify God in all things. Now, let's look at those six elements of prayer. Number one, prayer involves praise. And the idea of praise means to commend God for his person and his work. When we go to the Lord in prayer, I believe it's very important to start off by praising God and thanking him for what he's going to do. So many times, I think most of us wait until we see God answer the prayer before we praise him and thank him. And by the way, maybe that's one of the reasons why we don't get the answers as soon as we would like to have them or as clear as we would like to receive them, because maybe we don't have that attitude of praise and thanksgiving. But praise should be a part of our prayer life and should be, I think, one of the first things we do when we talk to God in prayer. Secondly, praise involves intercession. That means praying for the needs of others. The Bible teaches us that we are to pray for all people. I know every now and then I'll hear somebody say, "When I go to pray, my prayer life is just quite limited. I don't spend much time in prayer because I don't know who to pray for or what to pray for." Well, if we take heed to what the Word of God tells us to do there in 1 Timothy chapter 2, to pray for all men, it will take us quite some time to pray for everybody, would it not? But the fact of the matter is, we are to intercede for others. When we know that others have a spiritual need, we should pray for them. And even if we don't know that they have a spiritual need, we should pray for them. Thirdly, prayer involves supplication. Supplication. Now, this is the key to effective prayer, I believe, because supplication involves sincerely pleading unto God in an earnest fashion until we see God work. Sincerely pleading unto God in an earnest fashion until we see God work. I remember talking to a person a number of years ago who said that when I pray, I ask God once and just place it into God's hands and don't bring it up ever again. Well, that may be the expression of great faith. I don't know. But supplication is a part of our prayer life, pleading unto God and praying until we see him work. Number four, prayer involves submission. Submission. And that means to bow to the will of God without rebellion. To bow to the will of God without rebellion. Now, many times when we go to the Lord in prayer, we come with our list of gimmies, and we want God to do this, and we want God to do that. But when we pray, we should say, "Lord, not my will, but thine be done," and then be content with what God does. Number five, prayer involves confession. That is, confessing our sin, agreeing with God that we've wronged Him. In fact, I would think that maybe confession should be right up there with praise, because you see, if indeed we are going to have a clear access to God's throne, we must make certain that all sin is confessed. Because if we go to the Lord in prayer with unconfessed sin in our life, it's going to hinder our prayer life. So confession, confessing our sin, agreeing with God that we've sinned and asking Him for forgiveness. And then finally, prayer involves waiting upon the Lord. Waiting upon the Lord. That means having patience for God to work in His timing and in His way. Are those elements a part of your prayer life? They should be. They must be if your prayer life is going to please God. Prayer involves praise, intercession, supplication, submission, confession, and waiting upon the Lord to do what God is going to do. So once again, take a look at your prayer life. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, pray without ceasing. Jeremiah 33:3, God says, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. I might encourage you today to go before God and say, God, through your word and through the operation of your Holy Spirit in my life, show me what you think about my prayer life. Show me the grade that you give me for my prayer life. And then as God speaks to you, respond accordingly. Well, thank you for joining me today. The Lord willing, tomorrow we'll continue our study on Pray Without Ceasing. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today, and that's why we say amen. The best is yet to come. God bless you today, my friend.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is the Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.